Activity 11. You'll listen to the lecture on nutrition and human health several times.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
Fine.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, raise your hand if you had breakfast today. Well, you've probably heard that it's most important to start your day with breakfast. A good, nutritious breakfast, right? Well, in fact, it's a good idea to eat nutritious food in general, right? So today I'm going to talk about the effect or the effects of nutrition on your life. Let's start by considering the amount of food an individual person consumes. How many meals a day do most people eat? Come on, how many meals?
Three?
Yeah, let's say three meals a day on average. You know, sometimes more, sometimes less, right? But let's say around three meals a day. Okay, now suppose you live to 65 years. How many meals will you have consumed in your lifetime? I mean, all together in your whole life. Say, if you live until you're 65 years old. 50? 60? 70,000 meals? What do you think?
70.
Well, if you multiply 65 years by 365 days by three meals, you get 71,157 meals. That means you will have consumed more than 70,000 meals. 70,000 meals and 50 tons of food will have passed through your body. That's 100,000 pounds of food. That's a lot, right? Of course, the food you choose will have significant effects on your body. Very significant effects. And as you grow older, those effects will become more evident in how you look and feel. Yes, how you look and feel. You know, your body is truly remarkable. How is it remarkable? Okay, I'll tell you. Your body renews its structures continuously, all the time. Every day it builds a little new muscle. Muscles in your arms, muscles in your legs, a little new bone, a little new skin, and a little new blood. It replaces old tissues with new tissues. So, well, do you want to be in good health? You probably do. You want to be, you know, healthy. In that case, you must think carefully about the kind of food you consume. If you are concerned about your health, the best food to choose is the kind that supports growth. Growth and maintenance of your body. You want to build strong muscles, good bones, and healthy skin. And you want to maintain them. You also need enough blood to nourish or feed all parts of your body, as well as to cleanse them, you know, to keep them clean. This means the food you consume should provide not only energy, but also enough nutrients. So, what do we mean by nutrients? A nutrient is an ingredient in your diet that has nutritious qualities. In other words, it nourishes or promotes growth. It is essential for the body to function. What is the largest component of the human body? Do you know? Or can you guess?
Water?
Yes. It's water, yes. H2O, water. Water is one of the most essential nutrients. And other nutrients, necessary nutrients, are carbohydrates, fat, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Over the next few weeks, we will be discussing what each of these nutrients does to support growth and maintenance and repair of your body. You'll find out how carbohydrates serve as a major energy source. Yes, carbohydrates are a major energy source in the diet. We'll discuss fat. We'll talk about how much fat and what kinds of fat the body needs. We'll examine proteins and find out how proteins are essential in the diet for growth and repair of tissue. We'll take a look at how vitamins and minerals affect your health. And we'll examine nutrition facts labels on food products, like this one here. Here's a really big nutrition facts label, huh? Yeah, you're going to learn to read and understand these kinds of labels, so you'll know what you're consuming. Okay, now, one important point for you to keep in mind now is this. A well-chosen diet, that is, your choice of foods or your diet, will keep you healthy. You do want to be healthy, right?
Uh-huh.
You've got to pay attention to your diet. You know, if the foods you choose provide too much or too little of one or more nutrients, then over a period of years, and by the time you are old, you may suffer some diseases. And these diseases may be very serious. In this class, you will learn modern nutrition principles. Yeah, modern nutrition principles. And you'll learn to apply those principles throughout your lives, starting this week. And you know, you have the power to control the nutrients that you put into your body.
Uh-huh.
Really, you have the power to use your knowledge of nutrition to influence your health.